All right, guys, welcome to our first ever podcast with RJ Kane and myself, Jennifer Lawson. And we are naming it Not Your Mama's Suffrage. Now, before you get your panties all up in a twist, actually, go ahead, get them all up into a twist because we're about to really sit there and take you for a ride.
More entertaining for us if you get them in a twist.
So, RJ, why don't you give your spin on what we're talking about as opposed to what you may think we are speaking to, crowd?
Yeah, so it's basically feminism lied to you. That's my take on it, is feminism has been lying to us for the past however long, and it needs to stop.
How has it lied to us? How has it been putting us into this bubble of a thought process, thinking that we're actually becoming better as humans, when in reality, I have to disagree, basically, and say that no, it's actually making us shittier as humans, and shittier in the grand scheme of growing.
Yeah, definitely. It's taking away, in my opinion, it's taking away everything that makes women unique and trying to turn us more into men. They want us to function more like men instead of actually embracing femininity. It's more like women are more rewarded nowadays for being more masculine than they are for being feminine.
And then in turn, the men are becoming
More feminine because it's a balance. It's a balance between the two. It needs to be a balance between the two. And so when you have one side going more masculine, you're automatically going to have the other side going more feminine because you need to have both of those. You can't have one without the other, kind of thing. And so it's done more, at this point, it's done more damage than good.
Great, 110%. And the problem that I struggle with day in and day out, obviously, especially in dealing with women, is that there is this constant power struggle now because we do have men that are also trying to regain their strength as a man. And all we're doing as women is suppressing them. But then we do nothing but bitch and moan on the back end that they're trying to suppress us. And they're trying to, but I'm a firm believer that being a true feminine woman is an absolute superpower. That we have this incredible ability to multitask and nurture and really create this beautiful existence within our four walls. But somehow that's now frowned upon by other women. And I find it so, so challenging. And then speaking to these women that, listen, don't get me wrong, we could be independent women, but then you're complaining that the men are also not being men for us and that they're actually depending too much on us, but you want to be independent.
Right. And it's, you know, like the whole toxic masculinity thing, like there's an attack on masculinity and it's an attack on true masculine, like men being masculine men, because they're trying, you know, everyone is trying to make women masculine. And so you can't have both because then you're going to butt heads. So, well, we can't have masculine men if we want to have masculine women. And so there's been this attack on women's femininity, but then there's also been this attack on men's masculinity, you know, in the same breath. And like, nobody can do anything right. Like nobody can jump.
And then there are the women that come out, and then the men, then there are the women that are the independent women that are all of a sudden wanting, but I want a real man.
Yeah.
But you don't even know what a real man is because you're trying to be the real man. So what is real man? But then what is a real woman now?
Right.
So I think that you and I mean, obviously we know, we've been going through these conversations to where it's, we want the idea of roles is not lost on me. I love the idea of having our distinguished roles because that is what makes us so beautifully different.
Yeah.
And the reason why it does work, but I also feel the reason that entire role concept and the boundaries, quote unquote boundaries that surround it, is what's causing the downfall of relationships too.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because there's a confusion and the constant power struggle, and the woman wants to do it all, but then she bitches and moans that she's got to do it all. And then the man doesn't know where he falls in line. And then he just sits there and stops doing everything. He's like, I'm never going to get it right because this bitch, she sits there and does nothing but bitch and moan.
Yep.
Yeah, I said what I said.
It's true. You can't expect a man to want to do something for you and, you know, like for your family if all you do is sit and critique his every move and, oh, well, you did this, but you didn't do it right. You didn't do it the way that I said that I wanted it done. And, you know, like there's no winning. There's no winning in that sort of relationship. So instead of just sitting back and letting someone do something for you, like you have to, you know, it's like a control freak almost. Like you can't, I want you to do this, but I want you to do it exactly the way I want you to do it. Okay, well then why don't you just do it? Because you're not going to be happy with someone else doing it.
Right. And then you complain that you have to do everything.
Yeah. So
meanwhile, that's what you basically said, is that you want to do everything because the other person's not going to do it right. And then the caveat on top of that is then all of a sudden you're doing everything. You're feeling like the man that you wanted to be, the independent man that you wanted to be, but you're still a female. So then all of a sudden, then you want to be desired as a female. Then you want to feel sexy like a female. Right. And you don't know why you're not feeling sex anymore, because you just absorbed everything that a man is.
Yep.
So how could you be sexy inside a female body when you're doing everything that a man is supposed to be doing?
Either and that, or they the go, problem. Yeah, they go to the other end of that spectrum where they go, this is the OnlyFans phenomenon where they're like, I need to feel desirable. So the more I put myself out there, you know, like the more desirable I'm going to be, when in reality, you're just lowering your quality for like a high quality man is going to want a high quality woman. And the more that you put yourself out there, the more that you show, the more.
Well, you just went a whole different route. You just went down a whole different path when you went to the OF pathway.
It's a big, I think it's just a big mental fuck on everybody, basically. Like, you know, they almost don't, like, I think women, again, like it's this like weird fantasy that they have that's not based in reality, where I can do everything, you know, jack of all trades, master of none kind of situation. And you know, in the process of doing all this, like I said, like you're lowering your quality, and you're not going to find the man that you think you want by doing all of these things and by putting yourself out there, like all the way out there for the OnlyFans people, like all the way. Like we don't need to see your butthole. I'm sorry.
It's not cute. It's not cute, right?
Not cute. And, it's not.
You know, and I will say, speaking from personal experience, and I'm sure you've experienced it as well, but somehow these chicks do end up, and yeah, I might be using some terminology, ladies, that you're like, oh, she's totally reversing the entire concept of suffrage and women. Yeah, I am. I am. Because you know what? I think y'all need to take a step down off your pedestal and realize that whatever pedestal you have put yourself on is not serving your greater purpose. And it's not allowing you to really embrace, like I said, the masterpiece that women truly are, and everything that has unfolded over the course of 30 years, 40 years now, 50 years, right?
Yeah.
Has done nothing but ruin and diminish the absolute respect that actually women were really looked at. Yeah. And that's the problem. You know, you sit there and think that you're gaining a higher level of respect by achieving X, Y, and Z in your business or your career, which is beautiful. God bless, 100%. But at the same time, if you're going to sit there and play that professional career role and that entire stigma that you're allowing yourself to be boxed into with that, and use that within your home and personal life, that is when you're sitting there and you're deteriorating as a female.
Yeah.
And that's what we absolutely have to sit there and embrace more of too, is that we can do it all, meaning we can have the career, we can be the nurturer, the homemaker, and the caretaker. But in that capacity, we have to realize that we need to embrace the idea of roles again and allow our significant other, our counterpart, our partner, the man, be the man, like 1950s Pleasantville man, to where, yeah, when you walk inside your front door, you are not the man and the woman anymore. You know, let that man be the one to sit there and embrace his wife for being the one who is making dinner and maybe putting it on the table for him, to where he just sits there and eats it. That's okay. But guess what? Now that there is this thought process of we need to have a tag team effort in other ways, maybe he could help you clean up. But don't sit there and behoove the idea and think that it's beneath you to do these things. Because what I want you to really, really take a look at and try, again, to step off your pedestal, make dinner for your husband and put the plate in front of him and recognize how fulfilling that would ultimately become for you and make you feel that much greater of a person emotionally, mentally, and then see how your husband, significant other, partner responds. Like, could you imagine? Ooh, reciprocation might actually be something you're not fighting for anymore.
Right. And that's something that, you know, like, again, it takes a lot of self-reflection to get to that point. Like, cooking for people is one of my love languages. Like, I love to cook for people. I'm not the greatest cook in the world. I'm actually a better baker. So, like, I love to bake for people. And, like, it's just, it makes me so happy, like, to see the joy that just a freaking batch of cookies can bring to someone. And it's just that
my love language right now. I mean, hello?
Right? I'm going to have to send you some, but my cookies are life-changing, I will tell you. Just that simple act of, like, I took the time to make this with you in mind kind of thing. Like, that is such an underrated gesture, and especially these days when most people, you know, Uber Eats everything.
Right.
If you actually take the time to learn how to cook a meal, it doesn't have to be anything other than spaghetti, even. Like, it doesn't need to be a 5-star meal, right, 4 courses, none of that stuff. Take the time to make one simple meal and just, you know, like, this may not be the best thing in the world, but I tried it and I tried it for you kind of thing, and see how far that gets you. Like, it's so underrated.
Why have women come to the conclusion that they are too good to do something like that now, is what I'm so curious about, because I get asked all the time, because I do that. Listen, I do that. If I'm seeing somebody for an extended period of time, all of a sudden I'm loving the fact that I'm like, they'll be like, well, where do you want to go eat tonight? Like, no, how about you just come over and I'll make you dinner? And they're like, what? You're going to cook me dinner? I'm like, yeah. Like, I love you because I appreciate you even offering to take me out.
Right. It kind of gives like serial killer vibes these days. Like, I'm sorry, you want me to come to your house? Why? Like, that's weird.
Right. Like, right. No, and then you're going to cook for
dinner.
Me?
Yeah. Like, what? What?
What's in this food? What's in this food? What are you trying to read?
Right. You're like, how do you know about my insurance policies? Like, that's weird.
Let me check your cabinets for arsenic. Is there something going on?
Right? I thought this was going well. Like, I don't understand why you want to kill me so quickly.
So, all right. I didn't say my cooking was stellar either. We're no Michelin chef here. Okay. However, but I digress on that statement. But no, seriously, why has it become something to where even like, I don't know, like, it's like grocery shopping. All of a sudden women are too good to go grocery shopping too. Like all of these things that were just like, but you want to proclaim to be able to do it all.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do it all, but all the things that we were meant to actually do. And somehow this is boxing you into a role that you're too good for. But then you can have the man that you want to be the man. Take the garbage out still. That you won't do. You know, go mow the lawn, because that you won't do.
That you won't do.
Listen, I'm not doing that either. I'm not going to lie. I'm not doing that either.
I used to mow the lawn when I was a kid. I actually liked it.
A lot of people do. I just, you know, the lawnmower, it makes me nervous. It's intimidating, right?
Yeah.
It is. But what's I snowblowed. Oh, put me, oh, savage with the snowblower. And my driveway at the time was a legit, like, at the minimum, 45 degree angle. Minimum.
Oh my gosh.
I made it teeter between 45 and 60 degree angle. So yeah, and it was long, but anywho. But no, see, but that's exactly it. So we have to adopt some sort of masculine roles on occasion, but that didn't sit there and make me be like, oh, I don't ever need a man. No. Yeah, I love the fact that we can sit there and say, we don't need a man. That's great. But guess what? I will be the first one to say, I want one.
Yeah.
I want a real man. I want that man to sit there and go ahead, sit down at that kitchen table and I will serve you. I have no problem doing that.
Yeah. And it doesn't make either of us less of a woman to be able to say that that's what I want. That's the issue, is that now, you know, for those women who are brave enough to say, I want to be able to do this for a man, all of a sudden, like, we're like abandoning our kind or something. Like, and I don't understand that. Like,
now we have to go, you know, parade the streets with the vagina hat on too.
Right.
Just to reclaim the fact that we're solid women.
And other women are going to come for us for the fact of saying, you know, like, oh, we're, you know, like we're ruining the progress over the last 50 years. And I'm like, I've seen your progress and I don't like it. It's not a good look.
No. In fact, I really don't think it's, and then of course, me being in a therapy end of things, I'm going to sit there and be like, are you really happy?
I don't think most of these women are.
I think
that's where like 99.9% of the toxicity from people online comes from, is from unhappy women.
Facts.
That's my theory.
And I'm sticking with yours. And you know what? The reason why they're so unhappy is because they fed into this bullshit that they've been trying to put forward as far as we need to be this type of female now. Right. And we can't give in any longer to what was. We have to become what is or greater than. But we're miserable at doing it. And all we want to do is really go back to the other way. But now we've spoken too much against it that we can't.
Yeah.
Now you're just being a completely ignorant and an asshole at best.
Right. Here's the words you need to say. I was wrong. Okay. Now let's move forward.
And there we go. But why can't people?
And done.
Right. And guess what? People like you and I would sit there and be really excited to hear you say that and say, welcome. Come back to the light. We welcome you.
Right? It's not that bad here. I've got a great cookie recipe for you.
He said that right as I was drinking. And I could not have, that could have ended really, really bad. Listen, and I will show you how to scrub floors like a champ. Like, I got that on lock. You know, a little Fabuloso, a little scrub daddy action. Like, I have no problem doing that. Like, there's nothing more fulfilling for me being, both of us being extremely educated women who do have our own businesses that are really, really providing well for us. That's a beautiful thing. But there is nothing more fulfilling than knowing I am taking care of a home. I am cooking homemade dinners at the least 5 nights a week.
What? Yeah.
I'll clean my own toilets.
Oh my God.
I don't put clothes away that well, but I do it. Right. You know, all of these things, that taking care of a home, you know, if I was to be seeing somebody, like, guess what? I am going to freshen up before seeing them. I'm going to make sure I look a certain way because I want to be that attractive female without having to go on OnlyFans because I don't have the TNA. Not that I would go if I had it anyway.
You're like, nobody needs to see that. Nobody.
No, they're not going to be looking at much anyway. So, but again,
right.
I strike that comment from the record. No, but in all, so if you thought the title "Not Your Mama's Suffrage" was what you think it was going to be, you're sadly mistaken. And that's where we're going to ask you to please come with an open mind, but also offer your perspective, because we're begging to try and understand. I think it's really what it is.
Yeah.
For me personally, I definitely would love to understand what is making your life so much more fulfilling in holding on to these masculine roles that you are adopting for yourself. But then I can sit there and I can look at the flip side too. If you go through social media and you see all of these gurus out there speaking to masculine and feminine energy and the amount of followers they have, and the amount of people tapping in, because there are so many lost women out there trying to figure out why they're lost And then you have these quote unquote gurus speaking to the feminine energy that they're missing.
Yep.
Because they're so busy adopting masculine energies. Yeah. Yeah. Ladies, by the way, we've done our research. Like, we know what we're kind of talking about here. We might be speaking in maybe layman's terms to get through to the other side, but
yeah.
So many of you are so, so lost. And there's a reason why. And unhappiness is following you because you've set this precedence that is not what we're biologically meant to hold on to. We're not. We're nurturers by nature. And that's what we have to start readopting. We have to.
Yeah. And that's the key point, is by nature. Like, there's, I'm sorry, but there's no fighting nature. Like, you can argue against it all day long, but it just doesn't work. Like, it just doesn't work that way. I'm sorry.
Oh, but they're trying so hard because of science. So hard to. And unfortunately, yeah, we are fighting an uphill battle where science is potentially feeding into this because there's a lot of money to be had in it. And that's of course, the caveat.
Yep. And that's what you should look at with anything, you know, anything that doesn't necessarily feel right. What's the money behind it? It's always money driven. All of it. All of it is money driven, whether it's pharma, food, you know, science, anything. It's all money driven. All of it.
So do we feel as though this turn on femininity in that capacity to where it's more be masculine, but still try to be a woman? Do you think it's driven more because of the want for money and maybe power and greed behind it?
I mean, I kind of think that's the way it started. I don't know if you can necessarily say that's what's going on right now. But when, you know, the whole feminism movement first started, like, what is it, like in the 60s? When they first really started with the, you know, like women's power and women's liberation and all that
kind of stuff. Burning bras and all that kind of good jazz.
Mm-hmm. All of the big revolution, if you will.
Right.
I think that started as a way to tax both individuals in a marriage. Because before women left the home, they were only getting the tax from the men's.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put two incomes in a home, you get double the tax. So I think that's the way it kind of, I don't think it's the only reason why feminism started.
Sure.
But I think that was one of the big driving factors of, like, ooh, yes, let's make this thing work.
So that's a different perspective that I actually never took into consideration in the propaganda from back when. Ooh.
Yeah. All of a sudden now, like I said before, you know, you had single income households. Now they go to double income households. Plus, then you create more jobs because who's going to raise the kids? You know, yes. So then you kind of like outsource the raising of kids, if you will. And it just becomes a big money making scheme.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
it all makes sense again.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be for another day. We'll get into that another day.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think that's the driving force behind it now, but I think that's kind of how it started out as, for sure.
I think the driving force behind it now, which of course then in follow-ups, we will definitely go into it more. It is that they have, you've pigeonholed yourself, right? You've just, and now all of a sudden you can't go backwards, or you're so head first into it, especially with these ones who have actually taken physical changes to the extreme.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have any recourse anymore, it's become such, I don't want to say hopeless, because of course, if you do know me, there's always hope and faith that will bring the miracles, but that is not for this discussion.
But it's looking bleak.
It's yeah. It's a little foggy.
Yeah. Definitely but foggy.
I'm going to hold on to hope, because, you know, like you and I speaking freely about it. You know, and it's funny because I had brought to your attention the other day how I was, of course, scrolling through social media, and there was one woman, and praise God, I was so excited to hear her say, she's like, I'm tired of doing it all. I was like, we are. And if just more people would sit there and finally accept that you were wrong in what you've been trying to promote for so many years. And probably the piece to your puzzle is that you unfortunately are legally binded to somebody, legally bound. That was bad grammar. Sorry for my English major sitting across from me right now. You are now legally bound to somebody that is fed into your lack of femininity because he has more of the feminine role and you are up the creek without a paddle and don't know what to do. But yeah. You now want to go back and be the pretty little picture perfect wife that is feminine through and through, desired by your husband, but he'll never desire you because he's the female.
And yeah.
The male.
Now you're the one that's supposed to be desiring him.
So, which that's a big, listen, I'm a firm believer there's a solution for everything, right? We just have to do the tough work and we got to get really uncomfortable and accept that you were wrong.
Yeah. That's a thing, is the getting uncomfortable part, is nobody wants to get uncomfortable. So this is only going to fix itself if people are willing to get uncomfortable with themselves. And that's the part that nobody wants to do these days.
How uncomfortable is it to live miserably and unhappy? Yeah.
That's the part that I don't understand. Somehow they're willing
to accept that.
Yeah, I don't understand. And, you know, I've been in horrible situations and didn't see a way out at the time. So I understand how difficult it is to kind of see a solution at some point, but everybody reaches their breaking point. And when you reach your breaking point, you have to make those hard decisions and say, is this working? Is it not working? And if it's not working, then you've got to do what you've got to do. Like, nobody else can do it for you and nobody's going to come and save you either. So it's all on you, but everybody wants to outsource that part. They want to outsource that responsibility for making those hard choices in their life. Because then if something goes wrong, they get to say, well, it wasn't me, it was them.
Now we're getting into the entitled.
Yeah, that's not a thing that's going to happen. Sorry.
Or they're dealing with a narcissist.
Right?
Trigger word. Another trigger word.
He's a narcissist.
I was married to a narcissist. Everybody's narcissistic. Okay. Right. And everybody who's trying to self-promote is a narcissist at heart too. We're all narcissists at some
At some point.
But again, that's for another day in time. But I'm a
pretty princess every morning in the mirror.
I am capable. I am powerful.
God darn it, people like me.
Uh-oh. Where are we going with this one now?
Wait a minute, nobody likes me. Fine.
Oh, stop, RJ. No, everybody loves you. The fact though that I'm saying affirmations are a whole lot of malarkey is going to be. Oh, you didn't want to hear that, did you? Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
With your little sticky note in your mirror every morning that says how powerful you are and how you could accomplish everything. You can. Yeah. You can.
You absolutely can, but you don't need affirmations necessarily to do it.
No, we just got to admit that you've been wrong at certain steps that you've taken. Yeah. So, anywho, with that being said, not your mama's suffrage. We'll be coming in hot with some topics that are going to ruffle feathers. That we can guarantee you. And we are, like I said, really trying to sit there and receive responses, reactions. I don't find them necessary because I want you to kind of sit on it a little bit. I mean, but you're going to do it anyway, which is cool. But let's remember, reactions are a lack of thought. And it's not practicing the pause, people. We practice the pause here.
Listen. Yeah, we practice the pause, and we also want to let you know that your reactions say way more about you than you realize they do. So for both of us, we're very likely to dissect your reaction in a not so pleasant way.
Yeah. And it's probably going to shed some light on who you are and what's making you really unhappy, and the fact that you're not willing to get a little uncomfortable to actually get comfortable. So that, I mean, no, you know what? Send those reactions. Let's go. Because you're going to, you know what? You'll fill my business plate real quick. Right. Come on. And you'll give RJ a lot of material to write on.
Material.
Wait, this will work in our favor even more than we think. No, come on, send the reactions, not responses. Because when you respond, you're telling me that you're doing your homework and you're actually spending time learning how to communicate. All right, so scratch that. No, I want to teach you how to communicate. So reactions, please. And we need another book from you. So
I'm going to publish a book of just stupid comments.
But we need your retort with it. Because it's too good, guys. If you,
Snatching Souls coming soon.
What was that?
I said Snatching Souls coming soon.
We're not sadistic at all. Seriously, we're not. Telling you. I mean, my ultimate goal in life is to truly like save the world. And we're doing it by bringing back the concept of roles. We're doing it by letting your blurred vision on what you think is right to be completely, unfortunately, infiltrated and bring some clarity, really. Yeah. With a lot of fun, though. Can be a lot
with
fun.
A lot of fun, because I can't help myself.
Until next time, where we have actually a set focus as opposed to just being all over the place and allowing you a little insight into how it's going to go. I'm excited because yeah. I think it has to be spoken to so much more. I think it has to really, I mean, what's your takeaway from ultimately where we're at right now as a society? Specifically, should we say in America? Because I don't know if this crosses cultural borders in other places of the world.
From my experience, it definitely crosses cultural borders. And I can definitely say without a doubt that people are searching without knowing exactly what they're searching for. And I think that's the problem. And I think that's where we can kind of shed some light and give them at least a direction to start with. Like sometimes, you know, it might not be all the answers. It might not be the answers that work specifically for every individual, but even just a direction sometimes is a bigger help than anything. Like, you know, fumbling in the dark is one thing, but if you can at least see the light at the end of the tunnel, then you know there's hope. So I think that's what people are looking for. And like I said, they're definitely searching.
Agreed. And you know, this one, I'm gonna put this statement out there towards the moms out there, because we're speaking of women, right? We are. And you know, actually I shouldn't say that, men and women, right? If you have children and you're noticing that your children are struggling in certain areas of their lives, can we take a step back and recognize that maybe it has to do with parents take responsibility here, accept the responsibility for what you're allowing to happen within your house. And it's because of everything you've fed into.
Yeah.
It's everything that you've convinced yourself is the right way. For what reason, we don't know. But again, going back to that nature and instinctual response we should all be having, there's a reason why there are male and females, right? It's to procreate. And when you cross those lines, scientifically speaking, and then you're allowing your children to sit there and become confused as well, we are just compounding generations of challenge.
Yep.
And when we, okay, so mental illness has skyrocketed. Why do you think it's skyrocketed? That's the question I'm going to end it on. Because why?
Absolutely.
Used much. With that, I think it's time to say goodnight. Until the next time.